This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 734. 10 Reasons Why You're Gaining Belly Fat, part 2, by Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. This Friday is going to be a special speed round Q&A episode, where I'll answer more than just one caller's question. I'm gonna answer like 4, 5, or even 6 questions, all within a 10-minute episode. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 733, if you haven't already. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 as we optimize your life. 10 Reasons Why You're Gaining Belly Fat, part 2. By Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. 5. Is inactivity causing your belly fat? Idle hands aren't just the devil's workshop. They can be the precursor to excess belly fat. Throughout the past 30 years or so, human beings have become less active than they should be. This is among the list of reasons why so many suffer from obesity and extra tummy fat. One study published in the American Journal of Medicine showed that from the year 1988 to the year 2010, men and women in the U.S. experienced significant weight gain and abdominal girth due to increased inactivity. Another study looked at weight gain on women who watched more than 3 hours of TV per day versus women who watched under an hour. The study found that women who watched less television had a lower risk of severe abdominal obesity. Research in the Journal of Obesity points out the importance of exercise following a period of weight loss, stating that those who kept resistance or aerobic exercise in their lifestyle after a year of weight loss prevented weight gain, while those who remained inactive experienced a 25 to 38% elevation in belly fat. So the final verdict is to stay active and keep a steady exercise regimen in your daily routine to prevent abdominal fat regain, especially following a period of weight loss. 6. Bacteria and belly fat. There are seemingly countless amounts of bacteria that reside in your gut and colon. While some of these bacteria are beneficial to your health, others pose some potentially serious health concerns, and this is according to WebMD. Gut flora is usually the term for those microorganisms that live in the digestive tract. According to Scientific American, an unhealthy balance of gut bacteria could not only cause serious health risks, but increase chances for weight gain and excess belly fat. According to a study in the journal Nature, humans may have a tendency to have larger amounts of Firmicutes bacteria, which could elevate caloric absorption from foods. One study conducted in mice found that conventionally raised mice had 40% more total body fat than germ-free mice. Other studies have found the link between weight gain and caloric storage via a common core of shared flora with an individual's mother. So the final verdict is that belly fat and overall weight gain could be a direct result of an imbalance of bacteria in the gut. 7. The belly fat diet, low fiber. Fiber is a great way to promote health and manage weight. According to the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, fiber may assist in the feeling of satiety, and it may balance hunger hormones and decrease absorption of calories from the foods we eat. One study published in the Journal of Obesity showed that fiber ingestion was linked to reduced belly fat. There was, in fact, a 3.7% reduction in body fat for each 10-gram addition of soluble fiber. There seems to be an opposite effect with high-carb, low-fiber diets on excess belly fat and weight gain. So the final verdict, consuming meals that are low in fiber and high in refined carbohydrates could ultimately lead down the path to excess belly fat. 8. Is stress making you fat? Cortisol is a steroid hormone in the glucocorticoid class and is crucial for human survival. Now, cortisol is produced by the adrenal glands, and it could lead to weight gain when it's produced in copious amounts. Plus, when you are stressed, you may overeat. The calories from these foods are then, because of the cortisol, potentially stored in the belly as opposed to being dispersed throughout the body. 9. What role do genetics play? It should be no shock that genetics are a big factor in the risk for obesity, and this is according to a study in Current Genomics. It seems that belly fat storage and the body's predisposed methods for storing it are greatly influenced by one's genetic makeup. One study in the Journal of Human Molecular Genetics pointed out that there are three new genes which are linked to high abdominal obesity and a higher waist-to-hip ratio. Two of these three genes were found exclusively in females. Then there are other studies that look at leptin's role, which is a hormone released by fat cells on weight regulation. So the final verdict, there seems to be a link between genetics and the storage of excess calories as belly fat, as well as playing a part in waist-to-hip ratios. And 10, not enough sleep. Live Science and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute both agree that sleep plays an important role in your health. Not getting a sufficient amount of sleep can be costly. There have been a number of large, well-designed studies linking the importance of sleep in weight management. One study in the American Journal of Epidemiology outlined the metabolic effects of sleep restriction. They found that those who slept for 5 hours or fewer a night were more likely to gain weight than those who were getting at least 7 hours of sleep a night. There's also some evidence that found sleep apnea can increase the risk for obesity. One study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that obese patients suffering from sleep apnea possessed a high amount of belly fat when compared to obese patients without sleep apnea. So the final verdict is that there is a link between sleep apnea and visceral obesity. Therefore, not getting enough sleep could result in weight gain and belly fat accumulation. Ever wonder why you crave sugary cereal, ice cream, french fries, or pizza after a bad night's sleep? When we skimp on sleep, it trips up our body's natural hunger and satiety hormones, which may lead us to crave high-calorie foods. At the same time, lack of sleep limits our ability to exert self-control over foods we normally try to consume less of. Studies show that when we get enough sleep, we actually choose and prefer healthier foods when compared to not-so-great foods. While everyone has their own optimal sleep time, most sleep experts recommend that we clock at least 7 hours of quality sleep every night. Final thoughts. Some of the causes of belly fat are simply out of your control, like genetics and hormones. But most of the factors can be handled personally by simple changes in diet and lifestyle. You just listened to part two of the post titled, 10 Reasons Why You're Gaining Belly Fat by Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. Dr. Neil again here for my commentary. If you can take this list of 10 things that may increase your risk of belly fat and just choose one or two to start with, then you're on the right track. Eventually, over time, gradually think about knocking each of these out. But again, over time, don't do all 10 of these things at once. You're not going to feel empowered. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're probably going to get frustrated. And that's not going to lead to long-term success. And remember, none of these things that we're mentioning absolutely cause belly fat. That means on the flip side, none of these things on their own will reduce belly fat. Over the past 2 days, I read to you 10 different things that may affect belly fat. But that just reminds us that there are multiple reasons why we may store fat around our bellies. So again, don't be frustrated if you try some of these and they just don't seem to work, especially in the short term. It's going to take time. You're going to probably need to try a couple of different things before you start to see those results. But I promise, with time and consistency, it will work. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And don't forget to listen tomorrow for my special Q&A speed round episode. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.